Hi, it's Susie, and welcome back to the Woman of Confidence Personal Brand Accelerator course. Now you've mapped out your goals and identified what success means to you, the next step is to get clear on what you want to be known for, which is an essential part of defining your personal brand positioning. Now, this is super critical for you right now because everything you do from now on in this personal branding course will center around building your brand and reputation around what you decide you want to be known for. So in this masterclass today, you're going to learn why it's just so critical for you to identify what you want to be known for before you start to build your brand. You will also learn how to take control of your brand so that other people don't brand you. And this is something I learned very early on in my career. I'm going to share that little story with you. You'll learn how to write your personal brand positioning statement so that you are always on brand, and everything we do throughout the rest of this course is going to bring you right back to what you want to be known for, keeping your messages completely in alignment as we go along. And you're going to learn how to connect with your why. So why it's so important for you to really want to position yourself and be known for what you want to be known for. What lights you up? What is your passion and your deeper purpose? Knowing this is going to really enable you to stay deeply connected to your goals and dreams so that you can really make an impact and get to where you want to be. So why do you need to start here when building your personal brand? Now, I didn't know how important this was early in my career, but it is something that I've learned to master over the years of building my brand. And it has been one of my most powerful tools. Now, one of the best ways I can illustrate this is by sharing something from my own brand journey. And that was when I very first started out as a young athlete at the Australian Institute of Sport. I was a 10-meter platform diver. And as part of being a high-profile sporting star in my country, I started to get all these amazing invitations to attend glamorous events with other sporting stars, celebrities, television personalities, and even fashion, high-profile fashion people. Now, as I attended these events more and more, and I was introduced to people, I thought it was pretty cool to introduce myself as Susie, who was a platform diver. You know, it was a really unusual thing. Not many people dive from the 10-meter platform. So I thought that I was actually creating something interesting for people to talk about. And it did set me apart from other people in the crowd. But what started to happen was the more and more I introduced myself as Susie, the platform diver, the more and more people started to recognize and know me as that label. And one day I went along to an event and an acquaintance introduced me to a group of people and they proudly represented me and introduced me as, "Hi, I'd like you to meet Susie Diver." At which point I looked at them and I said, "You know, my name is not Susie Diver. You do realize that I have a real name." And they looked quite confused about this and looked at me and said, "Well, I thought it was kind of weird that your name was Susie Diver and that you were actually a diver. I mean, I thought it was such a coincidence." Now, even at an early age, and I was only about 21 at this stage, I had a lightning bolt moment where I realized that I had been introducing myself so often as Susie the Diver that people had actually started to think that that was my real name. And as ridiculous as that may sound, the fact is, the more and more that you introduce yourself in the same way, the more and more it's going to stick in people's mind and the greater impact it will leave and the imprint it will leave in their hearts and minds. And this taught me the number one lesson in building a personal brand of all times. And that is, if you don't take control of your brand, other people will. Try not to pigeonhole yourself and put yourself in a square box like I did. Because although I thought I was being interesting and really standing out from the crowd because I did something unique, what I was actually doing was minimizing my full potential and value as a human being and as a professional. There were so many other traits that I had that were of value that I was not actually discussing with people. So remember, your personal brand is multifaceted. It has many layers and many deep connections, not only to you, but deep connections to other people. So in this discovery process, in this masterclass, I want you to truly put some deep thought into what you want to be known for so that it covers the full scope of who you are and what matters to you. When you are rock solid on your personal brand positioning, you will take control of your brand reputation and completely stop other people branding you as they did me as a teenager, and you will be better seen, be heard, and be noticed as the leader that you want to be. And remember, your brand is multifaceted, so please don't put yourself in a little square box. Spread your wings and share confidently with the world who you are, what matters to you, what you stand for. Share your values and your beliefs and let them connect with you on a much more deeper level. And when you know what you want to be known for, it will help you to shape a consistent brand message all across your brand development, and it will stick and it will always be on point. Getting clear on this is really going to give you the cut through you're looking for when you want to stand out from your competitors. Plus, it gives you a clear purpose that drives you forward so you can put rock solid strategies, planning in place, and sustain the ongoing promotion of your brand. It will also help you to align all facets of your personal brand, including your story, your values, your vision, your voice, and your visuals. And this way, you're going to maximize the impact of your brand and give it a much deeper connection. So now I want you to hold up the mirror to yourself and do a little bit of your own self-reflection for the next 5 minutes and consider what you want people to remember you for when you leave the room, or when they see you online or Google your name for the first time. Or what do you want them to know about your kinds of values or what you honor and the kinds of things that you've achieved in your life and career? Or about even the energy and presence you project as a leader? Or about your mindset and your attitude? Consider what it is you want to be known for both personally as well as professionally in your life and career. Doing this is going to help differentiate you from your competitors, and it will really resonate and connect more deeply with your target audience, your clients, or the people and businesses that you want to do business with. And more importantly, it's going to help you to be authentic and true to who you are and proud to stand up and represent your full worth to the world. So now let's talk about the biggest question of all, and that is unlocking your why, or what's most important to you. So to really unlock what's most important to you, I want you to self-reflect and ask yourself questions like, what is the most important thing to you in your life? What are the secret ingredients that you must have to experience true joy and fulfillment and to reach your full potential every day in every way, in every step you take? What actually excites you and moves you and energizes you? What lights you up every morning? What is it that gives you that bounce in your step? What is it that truly just makes you want to air punch every day and just go, yes, I am living my best life. I'm living true to myself. I am who I am, and I'm undeniably me. When you can pinpoint that, you are on a winner. You have got the gold nugget of what is going to make you successful, not only in your career, but also in your life. Because the thing is that when you are living in alignment with your values and beliefs and who you really are, something truly magical happens. You give yourself permission to be the best that you can be. Identifying these traits will help you develop your secret sauce that deeply connects you to your brand and your business. It will also help you set yourselves apart from others in your field. So many times we try to live up to other people's expectations of how we should act or the type of leader we should be. And what happens is we start to morph ourselves into something we are not because we're just trying too hard to please other people instead of ourselves. And this just ends up making us feel less than, like we are never enough, like we're constantly chasing the dream, but we're never quite getting there. The dream keeps changing and the goalposts keep moving because you don't have a clear purpose on your brand or how to position yourself as the leader that you want to be.
And without a greater sense of purpose, you will lose direction. And there's always that temptation then to compare yourself to someone else who you may perceive as being more successful. Have you ever felt that way? It's just exhausting. Most people have, and this endless merry-go-round of mindset madness just holds you back. So that is why the first step is to realize that you are enough and to figure out who you really are and what your unique footprint is that you would like to create and craft in the world. It's up to you to break free from any limiting beliefs using the strategies we have learned earlier in this course. Because to build a personal brand, you have to go deeper within so that you can really explore the full potential of who you are and the personal brand that you can represent to others. For example, I'm a personal brand coach and mentor. That is what I do for a living. That is my profession. But what I want to be known for is to be more than just a personal brand expert. I also want to be known as someone who inspires and motivates women just like you to step into their confidence and own their voice so they can shine so much brighter than they do right now. No matter what service I provide, that is my end game. My end game is to be a change maker, to elevate other women's confidence and to empower and inspire them to believe in themselves and that anything is possible. It drives everything I do, my brand, my language, my energy, and everything that I say and do, which add value to my brand. And that is the key. Everything that you say and do should add value to your brand and position you as the leader you want to be. Unlocking your dreams and desires will shape everything you do in this course. It adds a new level and depth to your brand, and it also is the basis for a super compelling pitch. You may have a business or a company name or a work of an organization, but your personal brand is all about you, and it's about the bigger picture you give to others about your value. Your personal brand gives you the opportunity to stand out from behind your business or organization, to be authentic to who you are, and to definitely step out of the shadows. So no matter who you are, what you do in your life, or where you work, or who you work for, you are the brand. And people want to know, like, and trust you. The person they want to do a relationship with, have a relationship with, and connect with, and engage with, and communicate with is you. And when you can do this, they will follow you wherever you go. So for today's assignment, you have three things to complete. First of all, complete the worksheet that accompanies this masterclass to help you unlock your passion, your purpose, and what you really want to be known for. Write your own personal brand positioning statement that then clearly articulates what you want to be known for. And finally, your last task is to unlock your why, your big why, so you can remain connected, inspired, and completely motivated to keep forging towards your goals and dreams during this course and beyond. The deep questioning in the worksheet and the activity for this will give you the steps you need to take to really unlock who you are and what you want to be known for. So let's get you started, because this is the next critical step in your journey to building a powerful personal brand you can profit from in both life and business.